The following talk was entitled Jesus Heals the Leper and was recorded on the 8th of October 2023 and was presented by licensed Unity teacher candidate Dee Dimmick.
Thanks, Julian. Good morning, everybody. So good to be here with all of you. Okay. I need my notes. Thank God for my notes. Okay. Is it too loud? I'll try and speak softly. Is that better? I forgot. Okay. All right. Jesus heals the leper. So I'll read the passage, Mark 1:40-45. The leper came to him, begging him and kneeling. He said to him, "If you choose, you can make me clean." Jesus, moved with pity, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I do choose, be made clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was made clean. After sternly warning him, he sent him away at once, Jesus saying to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go and show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded as a testimony to them." But he went out and began to proclaim freely and to spread the word so that Jesus could no longer go into the town openly, but stayed out in the country. People came to him from every quarter. So this is the story of a healing, obviously, of the leper. In biblical times, leprosy was considered a very serious disease with many social and religious implications. Lepers were considered unclean and were separated from others. Those afflicted with the disease were considered impure, so they were isolated from society. So you can imagine what that feels like, to be on the outer from the whole of your community. The leper, this particular leper, broke social conventions and the law in his desperate attempt to get help. So he was so, I'd like to say he was faith-filled, and that's why he was so courageous to step out and ask for help. The leper believed that Jesus's power was absolute. He was determined to reach him, courageous and brave despite the large crowd and despite his disease. Coming before Jesus was his only hope, his choice. So he did what was necessary to overcome his disadvantages. He stepped out in faith. Charles Fillmore states in Christian Healing that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, a conviction of things not seen. And he did that. He did that in that moment. He didn't know what the outcome was going to be, but he had such a strong belief that Jesus could heal him. So he did. He stepped out in faith. So, in the Hebrew scriptures, Moses gave instructions for priests to examine and pronounce lepers clean or unclean. So it was a process they had to follow. The practice continued until the time of Jesus, who famously healed leper, and as recorded in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Where did it happen? Where did it take place? Well, Matthew 4:13 tells us that Jesus left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum. After meeting temptation in the wilderness, here he met James, John, Peter, Andrew, all fishermen, and Matthew, a tax collector, five of his future disciples. He met them in Capernaum. Capernaum is located on the northern shore of the Sea of Galilee, and not far from where the Jordan River flows into the sea. So more miracles and preaching were performed here than in any other regions. In Matthew 4:23, Jesus proved to man throughout all of Galilee that he was curing disease and healing every sickness among people. He was fulfilling the law of divinity, not only for himself, but for all of humankind, and especially for the very person who was healed. In Discover the Power Within You, Eric Butterworth writes, "The potential for healing is in every person simply because he is innately divine, whole and complete." That's each and every one of us. What can we learn from this miracle? Jesus reached out and touched people with immeasurable love, without uncertainty. He embraced the leper without hesitation. How long had it been since the leper had felt the touch of another human being? There'd been no kisses, no hugs, no handshakes, no touch of another person for all the years of his leprosy. Jesus showed that he was concerned with the well-being of every person and that his message was one of hope for everyone in the kingdom of God. Jesus' actions in this instance revealed his desire for all people to experience wholeness and restoration. He came to bring healing and salvation to all, regardless of their background or their circumstances. In The Power Within, Eric Butterworth also says, "Not only evidence of the divinity of Jesus, they also evidence the divinity of man and the one who is healed." It's really, really important to remember that. What does it mean today? The passage lends itself to prayer and reflection on several current issues. Leprosy and leper can be ways into thinking about those who are outside the crowd, those who, for whatever reason, are excluded over things they cannot control. Have you ever felt this way? I know I have. This could include issues related to gender, LGBTQIA people, racism, sexism, ageism, and all forms of discrimination, be it political, economic, social, or religious. Violations of human rights not only contribute to and exacerbate poor health, but for many, including people with disabilities, Indigenous populations, women living with HIV, sex workers, people who use drugs, transgender and intersex people, the healthcare setting presents a risk of heightened exposure to human rights abuses, including coercive or forced treatment and procedures. Good. How is this my story? Well, earlier this month, I did give my story on how Unity had found me. And throughout life, I'd been diagnosed with clinical depression that was often brushed off as that it was all in my mind. And you know what? It actually was. and I didn't realize that until Unity found me. It was all in my mind. Before Unity had called me, I was often let out of events. So family would not include me because they were worried about whether I was going to freak out or do something that wasn't acceptable in, you know, for the rest of the family. But, you know, what that encouraged was feelings of shame and hopelessness and isolation. And that's not how it works. We need to be understood. We need to have friendship. We need to have confidence and belief that we'll overcome any affliction, illness, or social standing that we want to be able to achieve in our lives. So Myrtle Fillmore used denials and affirmations to assist in her own self-healing journey. And she said, "As a perfect child of God, I do not inherit illness," she stated. That's a really simple affirmation that we can use every day. And Charles Fillmore in Christian Healing said that through our power of imagination, we impress upon the body the concepts of the mind. And that is whether it's good or bad. So we'll always choose the good. With unity, when we say a denial, it's always best to follow it up with an affirmation, an affirmative statement. And we can say something like, I am perfect health, or every cell in my body radiates perfect health and wholeness. Simply, I am healthy, which is a lot of what actually the song that Julian plays, I am happy, healthy, wealthy and wise. I sing that a lot in my head during the day when I'm doing things. Claim it. When you say the denial and affirmation and spend a moment just feeling the impact of your statement, have faith. Step out in faith like the leper. Claim it. Know without a doubt that these statements are true. Claim the healing because it is yours. Okay, we're just going to have a look at a little video, short video for you to watch before I do the meditation.
Not to spoil this beautiful day or anything, huh? Come on.
It's a leper. Stay back. Cover your mouth. Don't breathe his air.
Don't come any closer. It's okay, John. It's okay. Rabbi, 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 you cannot.
His disease, you can't.
Please. Please don't turn away from me.
I won't.
Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Only if you want to, I submit to you. My sister, she was a servant at the wedding. She told me what you can do. I know you can heal me if you are willing.
I am willing. Be cleansed.
I knew it. What can I ever do?
No. Do not say anything to anyone.
You don't seek your own honor?
Please just do me this one thing.
But what do I tell people?
Go, show yourself to the priest. Let them inspect you and see that you are cleansed. Make the proper offering in the temple as Moses commanded. And go on your way. Who has an extra tunic? Just one of you, just one of you. That's enough. Green is definitely your color. Not too shabby.
Oh.
Hey, it's Dallas from the creator of The Chosen, and if you liked what you just saw and you want to see...
Okay. I know. That was interesting, wasn't it? Yeah. Amazing. Okay. All right. So we're going to do meditation now. So I'd like everybody to take a deep breath and release it slowly. As you release, relax and let go of all tension in your body. Allow peace to flow through you with each breath. Let go of all outer distractions and find the sacred place within you where the human meets the divine, the unconquerable power of divinity within you. Let these words spoken in the first person guide your inner communion with spirit. I am grateful that through your presence, I am unlimited. I am perpetually being renewed, and my life becomes new every moment from your infinite source of life. When I open my mind to your wisdom, all unworthy thoughts are dissolved and removed. Thoughts that assure me that through the omnipresent power, I can be healthy, wealthy, and wise. Nothing can stand in the way of perfect right action in my life, and I let go of all limitations. I give no power to appearances of dis-ease or sickness. I know that I can accomplish healing and well-being. My body is a temple for the living spirit of the Almighty. It knows how to renew and regenerate through the wisdom of spirit. The life within me is ever renewing, ever unfolding, and I am at peace. I am now young, strong, and healthy. My body knows it, and my body shows it. Your power within me opens doors, and your abundance flows in a steady stream as I affirm my faith and lift my vision to all that is good. I rest in your unchanging law of good. Through your presence, I let go of all sense of limitation for myself and others. And my heart is filled with peace, and for this I am truly grateful. I have God-given life to press forward towards the goal of becoming the full temple of the living God, filled to the brim with the perfection of pure, regenerated aliveness. We claim health, and we do so in gratitude, knowing that this is already done. And so it is. Amen.